This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report, Tenants and Communities Organizing in Ireland. A change in plans pushed Tunisia off of my plane ticket and found me jumping instead from Manchester, England to Dublin, Ireland to meet with the officers of ACORN's newest affiliate, K2 Ireland, or Communities and Tenants Union of Ireland. Nick Ballard, head organizer of ACORN United Kingdom, and I had visited almost a year ago in February with a number of smaller tenant organizations in Dublin, Limerick, and Galway. In December, the ACORN board voted on the request of K2 Ireland to affiliate with ACORN, and the response was unanimous approval. The process had been a long and winding road. The various groups had debated whether to affiliate individually or collectively or not at all. Tenant groups are not uncommon in Ireland, but tend to be smaller, between 50 to 200 activists with a looser membership, usually no dues and never any staff. At the same time, when threatened, they've frequently been able to mobilize thousands in protests and on the street, squat for months to stop evictions and demolitions, and impact politics. The problem, as they addressed it with ACORN, was a need, given the crisis of unaffordable housing, to be sustainable and develop an organization that was dues-based and would be able to field a permanent organizing and support staff. Various delegations from Ireland, particularly in the Dublin area, had visited ACORN offices. One group went to Bristol and Manchester for training in September. Another group followed with a visit to the ACORN Living Rent affiliate in Glasgow. Both came away from the trips with a conviction to go forward with an organizing drive that they began in the Mountjoy, Dorset neighborhood. The former home of world-famous novelist James Joyce was located off the Mountjoy Square Park, and one of his short stories included St. Francis Xavier Church, where K2 is considering a site for the launch meeting of the first group. The group has a mixture of tenants and homeowners, or more accurately, mortgage holders, as K2 calls them, with issues ranging from maintenance to general services in the community. The first launch meeting should be held by the end of February, which would be the perfect cap to this year of organizing rising in Dublin. Talking with some of the officers in a coffee house in Mountjoy throughout the afternoon, I could appreciate that they felt bogged down with the registration process, getting a bank account, figuring out a way to collect dues automatically, and the usual infrastructure of a new organization. Nonetheless, looking over the year, they'd gotten there. The first 30 members had joined, the regular door-knocking days and weekend stalls had trained the committee and some residents sufficiently to do the job. National elections are coming, changes in the air, progress is progress, and the future seems solid for K2 and ACORN in Ireland. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.